All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking take all you want!
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the genes.
So different strokes, huh?
Well,
Aiden Fast.
Hey, well, this is, let's just get right into it. This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 273.
Wow. Yeah.
That many? And we're calling it three down, two to go.
That's right. No, four down.
No, it's three down, sir.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Three down.
Yeah.
Shall we name the three?
Sure.
Conrad Bain.
Right.
Who passed away today, who right. played
Mr. Drummond.
Mr. Drummond.
That's right.
The first one to go, Dana Plato.
That's right.
Who played the girl Drummond.
Yeah, I just don't remember her first name.
Kimberly.
Kimberly, that's yes. it.
And, of course, friend of this program.
That angry little man that he was.
Gary Coleman.
Threw down a flight of stairs by his...
also passed away.
Right.
Which leaves...
Gary Coleman murdered, let's just say it.
Which leaves... That's like... You better be careful, sir. That which leaves the irrepressible Todd Bridges.
That's right.
And the ancient Charlotte Ray.
That's right.
From the original cast. Now, of course, if
she
we
only,
were to...
She was only around for what? One season?
No, she was, no, for a couple seasons.
Was it before she went off to do Facts of Life?
Yeah. Facts of Life was a spinoff.
I know.
Of Different Strokes because she played the same character.
Yeah.
She just took a different job. No explanation. As to what Mr. Drummond, I guess, couldn't pay her well enough, or like she wasn't challenged in her job.
It was like, or, bitch, get out my house.
Or, I suggest the radical notion, racism.
Is that it?
So, it's, hey.
From two black kids to a house full of white girls?
There was a black girl in there.
There is a black girl
Tootie.
In there. Tootie. That's right. And a lesbian, right?
And the first, she's not a lesbian.
No, I mean, technically she was with, what, George Clooney, right, on the show?
No.
Who was she with?
Not any one particular person.
No, but wasn't George Clooney on the show?
He was like a
handyman. As her boyfriend
no,
at one point in time?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought that they were together at one point
I don't
point
think so.
Time. Joe?
I think he was like a handyman.
Whatever it was.
And the first season, don't forget, there was like two or three other girls.
Yeah, but you know.
Who like disappeared in the second season.
Charlotte Ray?
Yeah, maybe
she off them.
There was a cute blonde girl who had like the braids.
She off them.
And there was like another. There was a snooty rich girl that wasn't Blair, or maybe she was like really just like I'm so beautiful. La la la. I barely remember this. So Clearly,
I think you're just making stuff up at this point.
I am not. I swear that's the way that it was. Let's talk about Facts of Life, because that's what we cover on this program.
Do we really?
Recently, Lisa Wenchel, I think her name is.
If you say
played,
so.
Who played Blair.
Yes.
Was on the last season of Survivor.
Oh, was she?
And she was a finalist.
Wow, good
She
for
did
her.
Not win.
No, oh, wow.
But she was a finalist.
Wow.
And she played really well.
Was it like Celebrity Wash-Up Survivor?
No, it was just like, you know what the greatest part about her being on it was?
No one knew who she
Only
was.
Only two people knew who she was. And the one guy who knew who she was threw her under the bus.
Nice.
Like at the, they get to the point where it's like the three remaining people.
Right.
And then like the jury, which is made up of people who have been voted off.
Right.
Right. Like that last bunch of people, they actually get to like ask them questions and stuff like that. And this one dude, Penner is his name. Penner gets up there and just completely throws her under the bus and is like, she is so-and-so. Yeah. And like, I think that really affected the jury vote, and I think she may not have won because of that.
I don't know if that carries any clout.
Conrad Bain.
Dead.
At age... 89.
Yeah. Old man.
Yep.
I don't think it was... I think it was just, you know, old.
By that logic, Charlotte Ray, 2 more years.
yeah. Isn't She's that, close.
Well, we determined something like that?
Yeah, 86, 87, somewhere
yeah.
that
moment. So we're calling this one 2 down, or 3 down, 2 to go.
That's right.
In honor of Conrad Bain. And, yeah, there it is.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
The news is just chock full of nonsense.
Going to be a short one by the looks of things.
Yeah, I'd say so. So let's start with... Oh, there's one kind of big one in here. But let's start with the quickies first. Confirmed this week, Eli Roth to return to the screen as Killer Crow. Is that the character's name?
Killer Crow?
His character from Inglourious Bastards. He's Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Is doing another film with Eli Roth.
Uh-huh.
With that character.
Like a spinoff?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. The story follows a rogue squad of black soldiers during World War II who go AWOL. Oh, no, that's... yeah.
You're right there, sir.
Yeah. I think I had a small aneurysm, but you're right. I'm catching up with Conrad Bain pretty quick.
Yep.
But anyway, so yeah, if you liked Inglourious Bastards, and how could you not, other than maybe it was a little too long, and you liked the character Eli Roth portrayed,
right,
maybe you're excited about this.
You know what did happen this week that we probably should mention briefly?
Sure.
The Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah, you know, I didn't pay any attention to the Golden Globe Awards.
I didn't watch them. I can highlight it for you really
quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Probably take me like 2 minutes. So first of all, we had Amy Poehler and Tina Fey hosting.
That's right.
They were very funny, non-controversial. They did make some jokes at the expense of Ricky Gervais. The last three.
Right.
It was very edgy and controversial. The most controversial thing that they said was they said something about Catherine Bigelow was here, and she, Amy Poehler said, you know, that her movie, Zero Dark Thirty, with picture, you know, depictions of violence and torture or something like that. And she said, and if anyone knows anything about torture, it's a woman who was married to James Cameron for.
Oh.
And it was like, oh.
Yeah, slightly uncomfortable.
That's kind of as deep as the pool got.
Okay.
For the rest of the night. There were a couple little things. Bill Clinton came out.
Oh, I heard about that.
To do, to intro Lincoln.
Okay.
So that was very cool. And basically the winners, more or less, were Ben Affleck for director.
Right.
And Argo for best picture.
Okay.
Jessica Chastain.
Was that a surprise that he got that?
I think
over
so.
Lincoln?
I think, well, over... No, I don't think it's a... I think the honor for Ben was the nomination. I didn't think he thought... And I think a lot of people probably didn't think he really had a real chance of winning.
Well, that's what I'm meaning. Was
with
it a
Lincoln
shock?
Lincoln in there,
well,
Catherine
that's what I mean.
Bigelow
was,
in there.
Was it a shock that Argo won over Lincoln? Because I thought Lincoln was the front runner going in.
Lincoln... I don't think Lincoln had as many nominations as as
Zero Dark Thirty.
Well, yeah, that or as I'm not sure. I don't remember
what was that
the
other movie with Bradley Cooper and wasn't that one up
Silver Linings Playbook? Yeah, that one had a ton of nominations. Yeah.
I hear that movie's balls too. Balls bad.
Oh yeah. No, I honestly haven't heard anything but good stuff about it. I did see Zero Dark Thirty.
And
I can't decide if Jessica Chastain is hot or not.
Okay.
You know the red hair.
Right.
So and I went back and looked at some of her other work, The Help, and I was like, okay, I still can't decide if Jessica Chastain is
interesting
or not. So there was that.
Right.
I thought if they bulked her up, she'd probably be a good Red Sonja. Just saying. And but I couldn't decide in the end whether she was hot or not. She did win the Golden Globe for Best Actress.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman won it for Best Actor for Les Mis.
That's interesting.
But don't forget, now the Golden Globes kind of split comedy and musical into one category.
Which is the most
drama into another one.
Which is so bizarre to me.
And then there were some TV awards as well.
How do you put...
Jim Parsons did not win.
Right, I'm not surprised
for Big Bang Theory.
Not that I don't think he deserves it. I'm just not surprised that he didn't win.
I can't remember who beat him now. But somebody beat him and I was kind of like, wow, that was a bit of a...
It just, isn't it weird that musicals and comedy are in the same category?
Especially Les Mis.
Well, what I'm thinking is... Why do you even have to have, for purposes of the Golden Globes, why do you even have to have a musical category?
Because otherwise they're the Oscars.
Okay, but...
That's the whole point of the Golden Globes.
No, what I'm saying is you don't need a musical category at all.
No,
Les Mis is just up for drama.
Sure.
And, you know, if they did Book of Mormon, the movie, that would be up for comedy.
Right.
That would be the...
I totally agree with you.
Dividing line.
But I think that doing weird little dicey categories is how they separate themselves from the Oscars.
Yeah, but how does Les Mis... It's just, I don't know. It just seems, and look, you know, drama always wins over comedy for the most part.
Well, they had TV also. They had a bunch of TV stuff as well. So sure. Girls from HBO.
Right, which I hear good things about, but I have no interest in watching.
It's pretty good. You should watch it. Lena Dunham, who is the creator and star of that show, won for, the show won, I think, Best Comedy. I think that's the one that beat Big Bang. And she won also for, I can't remember, for writing, maybe? Something like that. So there was acting. I think it was writing. But it was good. It was a good night for the girls crowd. And I'm trying to think of some other major... Oh, Anne Hathaway.
Right.
Won Best Supporting Actress.
No duh.
For Les Mis.
Right.
Did Bryan Cranston win again? For drama, I lost track. But regardless, it was a fun evening of award show funniness. Now, there's only one other thing that needs commenting on.
Go.
Jodie Foster.
Oh, yeah. Did anybody not know at this point? Was this really a revelation?
She didn't reveal anything. Like, she made this big deal like she was going to reveal something, and then she said, I'm single.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, everyone's expecting this big revelation. Well, I already did all that to the people that matter years ago and blah, blah, blah.
That's what I mean. Was...
Okay, so she's clearly...
The gay.
No, not that. I think she was on something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think maybe she...
Someone drugged her?
She was manic. Like, I found her manic, rambling, and like... I never... have seen Jodie Foster kind of like that, and it was kind of weird. Then I noticed she was sitting sandwiched
between
Robert Downey Jr.
and
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, it's a
Mel Gibson, Hollywood pariah.
Yeah,
was there, and you know when they go to the commercial, they show them all like talking to each other. The only person talking to Mel Gibson that I saw was Robert Downey Jr. and Jodie Foster.
Right. Well, so, Robert Downey Jr., he gets a pass. So he can talk to anybody.
What happens now? Does the crazy spread? Because, like, I've never considered her crazy, but she sounded like a lunatic.
You know, I almost wonder if maybe she was put up to it. You know, someone was like, we need a little bit of controversy to give the show a pop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Something to talk about the next day.
Well, so here, do this line of coke? Well,
I'm just saying. I'm putting stuff out there.
And she was there with her sons and her ex-partner. I guess they're not together anymore or whatever the situation is. And, you know, it was all, it just seemed just slightly a little nuts. And then she's like, I'm leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm going to make, I'm going to continue to tell stories. I'm gonna blah, blah, blah. So no one, it was rambling. And I found at times incoherent. I just didn't understand what she was trying to say a lot of the time. I'm not an idiot. I mean, I know some of the things she was trying to say, you know, the overall arc of it was I've been in this for 47 years and blah, blah, blah. And she has. And it's like, all right, cool. You know, she's like, I'm 50, you know, like all that. It's all great. But if you're going to do something else, say, thank you. I'm going to do something else. I really appreciate all this. Blah, blah, blah. But just that rambling tirade. And then Mel Gibson, you saved me too. And all that. And it's just like,
I don't know. The crazy did spread, maybe.
Just saying.
You know, you mentioned Big Bang Theory in there. Was it 2 weeks ago? Last week's episode I thought was very funny.
Was that the one when they were in the costumes and...
No.
The girls went in the comic store?
Yes, the girls went in the comic store. I thought that was very funny.
Hysterical.
Although, you know, the lovely members of the Geek Girl movement were all up in arms over that. Not all of you, I know. Some of you were all up in that. I'm not going to address it because it's nonsense.
Was it because they were wrong about Thor?
No, or? It was because, oh my God, really? We still have this impression that girls in comic books are blah, blah. Some bullshit nonsense.
But isn't that true?
Yeah, whatever. But two episodes back, the one where Sheldon got accused of sexually harassing the intern.
Oh, yeah.
That episode was uncomfortable. I actually really felt, for the first time ever, that Sheldon had pushed the line.
Really?
Yeah, some of that stuff that he... And again, I don't care. Like, clearly, I'm crass and I have no...
Right.
Care. Clearly. But just something about it was weird. It just seemed out of character for even him. Like, even he's not... That's stupid. I don't know. Just something about it rubbed me off. That's all. But anyway.
The assistant is hot, though.
Well, yeah, but, you know. Jurassic Park 4. June 13th, 2014.
Oh, yeah? Confirmed. Starring who?
Well, that's not confirmed yet, but...
will Jeff Goldblum be in it?
Spielberg is producing. No one directing it yet. But it has a confirmed release date.
But no cast.
No, I don't think it has. I mean, it could, and we just don't know. You know, 2014.
It's a year away.
And? Come on, sir. There'll be 30 or 40 rumors. Maybe Zack Snyder will direct it.
There won't be any rumors, because no one cares.
Maybe Zack Snyder will direct it.
Yeah, maybe.
You heard that, right?
What?
Debunked and bunked within a day? No?
About him directing Jurassic Park 4?
No, about him directing a spin-off Star Wars movie. You didn't hear this?
No.
How did you not hear this? It was Tuesday, maybe? It was a rumor came out in the morning Tuesday that he was going to be directing not one of the episodes, not one of the sequential episodes, right. One of those other Star Wars films that they're doing that was going to be sort of like a Star Wars samurai type movie, but with Jedi. And then like all day long, people were trashing on Zack Snyder because all of a sudden we hate Zack Snyder, which I don't fully get.
Superman.
Yeah, but I can't judge Superman yet. I have to hold Superman in the wings. I have to judge what I've seen.
I know.
And everything I've seen, I really like. The only one that I thought was kind of weak, but I still enjoyed was Sucker Punch. But I liked
Sucker Punch is like the worst movie ever made.
I liked Dawn of the Dead. I liked 300. Sure. I liked The Watchmen.
Sure. All great. And then he had Sucker Punch, and
Sucker Punch was okay.
Oh. Why?
It was cheesy. It was check your brain at the door entertainment.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was
just awful.
So there's that. How about we talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. And what this means for the future of Avengers, at least what I think. So it came out this week, or it was confirmed this week, that the timeline of S.H.I.E.L.D. takes place after the Avengers film.
Okay, that seems to make sense.
Now, why is that significant?
Because what's his name is going to be in it?
Agent Coulson is in it. So what does that mean now for... What does that mean now in regards to his future with the Avengers? What actually happened to him in the Avengers, et cetera, et cetera? Those rumors regarding him becoming Vision, which I don't actually believe or think will happen, but there's that. So
something happens to him.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of speculation that
he becomes Machine.
That Nick Fury sort of, you know, faked his death a bit to unite the team.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's one of the. But that's been going around. Been going around since we first heard that Coulson was coming back in some way.
Do you know what I ordered a couple months ago?
What?
I ordered
the briefcase.
No, I ordered Coulson's Captain America card set.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Who made that?
I don't remember.
Hot Toys or
no. It was just the set of collector cards, like, you know, they're supposed to be like the 40s collector's cards or 50s, whatever it was. And they put the, I don't know who actually put them out, but when we get them, though, I'll definitely be talking about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that was an interesting sort of Avengers product that no one really considered doing, perhaps. Right.
Let's follow up on some Amazing Spider-Man 700 Superior Spider-Man number one talk. And we're going to keep this short and sweet. But for anybody that thinks that it wasn't a publicity ploy, for anybody that thinks that it was completely and totally legitimate of Marvel to do this and contact every major news outlet out there to promote it, issue 700 of Amazing Spider-Man raked in $1.6 million.
Unbelievable.
So if and you could say, well, that's just because... No, that's because they hyped it up. They made it into a media spectacle, which, in my opinion, completely devalues the content of the story.
Right.
That's my opinion. So.
Yep. Imagine that.
Yeah, I know. And then last but not least, which I think is probably the biggest thing that I saw this week in the news, Warner Brothers was victorious in this lawsuit against the Jerry Siegel family over the rights to Superman.
Oh, yeah?
They won. So.
Citing what?
Well, the judge pretty much said, look, there was an agreement struck back in 2001. That agreement is intact. And.
T.S.
Yep. Sorry. Sorry, Siegel family.
Can you look up on there for me? Well, I mean, it's just going to get appealed again.
I'm sure.
Will you look up on your magical picture box?
Sure.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
What about it? The movie?
I believe there was some casting.
Was there casting?
I think I did hear something about somebody being casted as something, or go to one of those.
Well, do you want to tell me which character?
I don't remember.
Because there was some news about the Falcon this week.
There was some off... Yeah,
but he's already been cast. That's not new.
Well, I just was suggesting you put it in on the site you were on, sir.
Oh.
See how that works?
Yeah, but this site is so wishy-washy.
Well, I'm just saying. You mean because they're not saying that Benedict Cumberbatch is Gary Mitchell yet in the new Star Trek movie?
Because nobody knows.
He better be Gary Mitchell. You hear that? Abrams, better be goddamn.
Speaking of Benedict Cumberbatch, I finally started watching Sherlock.
I can't remember. There was another site. Maybe it was Geek Tyrant or something like that.
Scarlett Johansson, Samuel L. Jackson, Colby Smothers, Chris Evans, Anthony Mackie, which we knew already. Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes. Did we know that already?
No, that's the same dude.
Oh, right. Okay. Toby Jones as Arnim Zola. Frank Grillo as Crossbones. We knew that already. That's not new.
Right.
That's it, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was Geek Tyrant that I read. I don't remember. It was one of the sites I thought I read something on. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to that movie regardless.
I think it'll be a swell little flick.
Sure.
The only other thing I wanted to bring up, and just for shits and giggles, did you see the article today? I don't remember where I saw it. Maybe it was MTV Geek or it was Blaster.
Sure.
Did you see the illegal World of Warcraft theme park? That opened up in China?
The illegal one?
Yeah, so somewhere in China, they opened up like a $47 million theme park called Joyland, right?
Right.
Completely based on World of Warcraft. Like, I mean...
Are there pictures?
Let me see if I can find some pictures.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
But it's illegal because they don't have the rights from Blizzard to do it.
They don't need the rights from Blizzard to
do it. Not in China.
Who are they going to sue? We're suing you, China. We're Blizzard Entertainment. Really? We're fucking China, dude. I'll tell you what. You don't sue us, we won't take all the money from your country. Like, how about that?
Let's see.
Joyland. This sounds like too unbelievable to be true.
Nope. No, there's pictures because somebody went to the park and there's like rides. There's like rides and shows. It's like freaking Disney World.
But for World of Warcraft.
But for World of Warcraft.
That's interesting.
Here, so I guess this is a statue outside of one of the pavilions. I don't know if you could see that or not.
Yeah, I can. Well, will you be able to put these up on the website?
Yeah, I'll try. I'll see if I can grab them and post them up. That's okay. Like a Splash Mountain type ride.
Uh-huh.
The next shot, here's the guy in the flume of the Splash Mountain ride.
Right.
That's, I guess, from the new expansion.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is really blatant.
That is some sort of 3D show.
Uh-huh.
And that, I guess, it looks like a blood elf. That statue there outside of another place. Yeah.
So there, well, especially the picture of the panda guy from Pandaria.
From Pandaria, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty amazing, man. China's got balls.
I almost want to go to China.
I almost want China
but I'm a little afraid.
Illegally make some Star Wars figures that I could get.
Don't they do that already? Sure they do.
Well, not illegally. I mean, there's some leaks and things. Oh, in factories.
I see. Yep. Well, with that,
sir, let's take our first break on this incredibly short episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff number 273. Three down, two to go.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 273, three down, two to go. Did I get it right?
You did.
Nice. I really thought I was going to forget there.
Yep.
For a second, I was like, is it four? Is it three? Is it one? Is it two?
I'd have put money on it that you were going to bag it.
You know, once in a while, I surprise everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. True. Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Of course, we have all of our shows over there. You can check us out on the Twitter at BKGeekStuff and at GeekStuffOG. Over at YouTube, YouTube channel is BKGeekStuff. Facebook is BKGeekStuff. Compulsion Magazine, issue one is out now. We are a part of that. Of course, that was a online iPad e-magazine launched by Benny of Tenacious Toys.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to be part of that going forward. I believe we are in issue one.
We are.
With some of our, with one or two of our episodes.
Oh.
So you can check that out on iTunes and subscribe. Compulsion Magazine, definitely look into that. And I think that's it.
Okay, you forgot one thing.
What did I forget?
The GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Where you can call and leave us a message, question, or comment about something we're talking about. What you talking about? Something we're talking about, something you'd like to hear us talk about, snide remark, whatever you got. You can leave it right there on the GVM line, and you might hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Geek Stuff, DVD news.
DVDs.
Yeah.
There's one. It's DVD.
Well, it's really questionable, you know, about if there are some maybe that we just don't like.
Taken 2,
yeah.
Okay. Merlin season 4.
Well, see, that would be in our genre, except we don't know anybody that watches Merlin.
Exactly. But we don't know anybody that watches the Jackson 5 complete animated series.
That's right.
Now you can.
All 23 episodes.
46 original songs.
Featuring none of the voices of the Jackson. Now, I do believe
featuring
they sing the
songs. Featuring five guys you've never heard of.
I'm pretty sure they sing the songs.
Okay. That I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure of that.
All right.
But yeah, no, they did not provide their voices for themselves in the cartoon.
Not in any way.
That is pretty funny, though, that they decided to put that out.
Yeah, well, you know. Everything comes out eventually.
Yeah, but yet I can only buy Night Court seasons on the Warner Brothers archive.
Who watches Night Court?
Oh, anyone who's smart watches
I only said that to,
incite me.
Yes.
DVDs were exciting this week.
Oh, yeah.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Funny books.
There's a couple.
So this one confuses me right off the bat.
Okay.
This is a Green Hornet Year One special. Okay. Now the
is it like an annual?
No, it's a special. It's a special written annual. By Nate Crosby, illustrated by Edu Mena.
If you say so.
These people, where are they finding these people? And what's funny about it is they've just announced that Mark Waid will be writing a new Green Hornet series.
A new Green Hornet series?
Yeah, it's actually promo.
Why do we need new Green Hornet series?
Mark Waid's Green Hornet.
Can someone please get out the pesticide? Spray that bitch.
Wow. Art by Daniel Indro. Cover by Paulo Rivera.
Oh, I like Paulo Rivera.
I do too. And I don't know how this ties in with that. I don't think it does. I think they were kind of like, well, we're going to put this book out. And then Mark Waid's like, I like Do Green Hornet and Year One kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
All right.
From Marvel, it's Daredevil number 22.
Well, fancy.
Also written by Mark Waid. Mark Waid getting a lot of play on Big Kev's Geek Stuff this week. I'll tell you
Once
what.
In a while.
I'll tell you what. But the illustrator, is this the illustrator that you like?
Who is it?
Chris Samnee.
I don't think I know who Chris Samnee is.
He's a little, I like it. It's not bad. It seems a little cartoony to me.
Okay.
Which is, you know, that's not the end of the world or anything. But my problem is that the book is still going on. What the hell is going on? Why have they not
nowed it?
Marvel nowed this book?
I don't know.
Which I'd be fine with if they didn't do.
I was going to say, don't complain.
Captain America number 3.
Right, this is part of the Now universe.
This is Now, and this is John Romita.
We like John.
Klaus Janson, Dean White, Rick Remender working on this. John Romita Jr.
Yeah.
Even though they say John Romita on the cover.
Is that because Senior passed,
no,
right?
Didn't no, it? He did not.
Oh, I thought Senior had
no,
passed.
No, but it's Junior who's doing this book.
It's JRJR, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's pretty fucked up. That's a pretty big, like...
That's an oopsie?
That is a big oopsie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Klaus Janson doing the inks. Very famous from Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, yeah.
Some other things. This book is actually really, really interesting.
Okay.
Because he's out of our universe kind of thing. It's weird. Don't ask. It just happened.
Also out this week from Marvel, the only Marvel book that I thought maybe I'll look at was Savage Wolverine number 1.
Can't do it.
No? It's Frank Cho.
I know. And, you know, I want to do it for Frank Cho, except that I can't do it.
I understand. I might check it out. I might check out the e-version of the book.
Yes.
Digital download.
Free? Oh, E. Oh, I see.
Digital download.
Gotcha. They're shutting all your sites down. You know that.
No, I go to Comixology. I pay.
I'm telling them. I'm talking
Demonoid
about the
is
ones
gone.
You
Pirate
don't
Bay
pay.
Is still around. Not that I use Pirate
for
Bay.
Now.
But Pirate Bay is still around if you search Comic Torrents. It's still there.
Batman and Robin number 16.
Right.
This is another Death in the Family tie-in.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this might be the last part of the
I think tie-in. It's the last part in Batman and Robin.
I think so.
I think what happens is...
Concludes in Batman 17. Yeah. So this is the end of that.
So, and then Batgirl, I know you don't have it here, but Batgirl 16 came out this week as well, which is also Death of the Family.
Right.
And then, of course...
Batman.
Right.
Number 16, Death in the Family. So this will lead us right up to the end of this this awesome tale. And it looks like there's a whole bunch of villains and a whole bunch of heroes. And so you can see where, you know, this is going to be another storyline I think they're talking about for years and years.
Right.
So here's the problem. The problem is expectation.
Okay.
Batman has now... is wrapping up its second amazing arc.
Right.
And the expectation is really high for this book to continue doing really well.
Sure.
And I'm afraid.
Well, look, I would be afraid too.
I have two words for you. X-Men 3.
I would be afraid as well if, like X-Men 3, the creative team
Brian
behind
Singer
the book
was doing it.
Yeah. If the creative team behind the book was leaving. But right. Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo are sticking around for at least another year, I think.
Well, that's good.
So I think
somebody
we're okay.
At DC's doing something right. One trade or other book to
now,
check
is this,
out.
Is this illustrated, this book? Or
this
is it all? Oh,
and
it
the
is.
Illustrations
okay.
are really interesting.
Well, who did the illustrations?
This would be Adam Rex.
I don't know
one
if
I've
I know.
Ever heard of.
But you know the writer.
I know the writer. And the writer, of course, is one Neil Gaiman.
That's right.
And it's called Tuesday, Chu*S, day. And it looks like a little panda bear with one of those aviator caps on.
Okay.
There's some fully painted illustrations. Have no doubt this is a children's book.
Right.
Written by Neil Gaiman. So
someone dies.
Yeah. So whether someone dies or not, I'm just saying, you know, be prepared for anything.
It's for UK children, not us wussy US children.
Right. But look, it's seriously a kid's book. Oh, like,
yeah. I'll actually be picking that up for
Tomas.
For Tomas.
Or as we call him here in Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Frodo Washburn.
Frodo Washburn, that's right.
I can't even tell you. I don't think the thing is 30 pages long. Chew is a little panda with a big sneeze. When Chew sneezes, bad things happen. Will Chew sneeze today?
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun. Now, what is the price on that fine little book, out of curiosity?
$17.99.
Oh, that's actually not terrible.
So that's like most kids' books.
I thought you were going to tell me about double that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I figured it was going to be like 25 or 30.
No.
Well, I'm glad that it's $17.99.
It's a kid's book.
Lovely.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product. Not a lot.
Well, it must be a fortnight. A fortnight must have gone by, OG, because...
I think a couple of fortnights have gone by since we've talked about this.
This is Eagle Moss, an Eagle Moss publication. Every fortnight at your news agent, you can pick up a new piece of the DC Chess Collection. Why is it called the DC Chess Collection and not the Batman Chess Collection? That I don't know.
Nobody knows.
But it's all Batman
characters.
Because
there are some characters that are sort of outside of the realm of Batman. Are there not?
Really? Would you say that?
Yeah. Wasn't Black Canary in there? I mean, I guess because of her affiliation with Birds of Prey.
That's right.
Is that the link?
Yes, that's the link. Number 22, piece 22. How many chess pieces are there?
A lot.
Can you like figure that out? Because I gotta figure, we gotta be getting close to it. Well, let's see. We could probably do it, right? King, queen, two knights, two bishops, two rooks. That's 8 in the back, 8 in the front, 16, and 16 is 32. So we only got 10 more of these to go. If the math holds up.
I'm checking.
We have only 10 more to go. And this week, your choice in figures, or both, if you want, in hand-painted metallic resin.
Okay.
Which is just an oxymoron.
Right.
Is the Red Hood.
Let me see.
But he's in the Red Hood. He's not in the Red Hood costume from the book, where he's kind of just like, I got a leather jacket and some boots and some pants.
Right.
He's in like the hero or villain costume with the red guns and like the long silver.
Yeah, well, this isn't Jason Todd Red Hood, I'm presuming. This is like
all the Red Hoods were Jason Todd.
Were they all Jason Todd?
I don't know. Should we look it up and see?
I thought wasn't the Joker the Red Hood at one point?
This is not that. This is like modern day. Why do I say that this is the modern day Red Hood? Well, here's why. One, because that costume is not... The Joker wore a tuxedo and a Red Hood.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
So that would be number one. And he is definitely in some sort of high booted, silvery, silly looking thing here. Red Hood. And then, of course, number 23 in the collection, which brings us to less than 10, 9 left to go, is Batwing.
Batwing.
Yeah.
So that's the new character, right? Was he introduced during Batman Inc.?
He was.
And now he has his own book in 52.
Yes. Because they have to, you know, they can't all be white people.
I see.
Who don the mantle of a Bat family member. So Batwing is in the mix. Both of these pieces are sculpted really fabulously, we should say.
Right.
And in a fortnight, according to the back of the Batwing, we can look forward to Man-Bat, who looks wicked small. I'm a little concerned about that sculpt.
Uh-oh. That's now, like...
It's fine he has the wings closed in, because right. Honestly, how would it fit otherwise? Right. But he just doesn't look right.
That's like, what if Man-Bat became anorexic?
I know. That's kind of what it looks like. But we should say the sculpting on the Red Hood and Batwing, excellent as usual. The Red Hood, I think they're both, if I'm correct, I think they're both pawns. Batwing is a white pawn, and I believe Red Hood is a black pawn.
Yes. Oh, that's interesting.
So
why would he be a black pawn?
Because the Red Hood is a bad guy.
Is he though?
Well, that version.
That version is a bad guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So Well,
I always kind of thought he was like in the middle somewhere.
Anti-hero.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess anti-heroes land on the black side.
Well, you know.
That's what they are, I think. I believe they're pawns. Man-Bat, it will be a black rook.
Okay.
So we're kind of filling in the backfield a little bit there. Nice. So every fortnight from your news agent, or you can go to EagleMoss, EagleMoss.com/DC-chess to see all of their complete DC chess collection.
Lovely.
So I did a little research about the Lord of the Rings chess.
Yes.
Still coming.
Okay. Good.
So we'll see if that actually materializes.
Now you got the board for the...
I did.
We'll have to talk about that at some point.
We should. And okay. I also got the binder. Right, it was all the things that if you were signing up for, you got for free in England.
In England.
And we got to pay like out the wazoo here. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
What's that?
I'm looking on the Google.
Uh-huh.
And they have pre-order. There's an image I see. Uh-huh. And I don't know where this is from because it's just in Google Images.
Okay.
But the tag is pre-order the Eagle Moss DC Superheroes Figurine Collector Red Hood. Okay.
Not chess.
Oh, is that not chess?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If it doesn't say chess, chances are it's not chess.
Let me see the base on that. Because it looks like the pawn's base a little bit. You don't have to take him out.
They do look... Well, I thought if we popped it open... every one of these Eagle Moss chess pieces comes with a little book that tells you about the character. It tells you about the chess piece.
Right.
What the position does and so on and so forth. So... We may find the valuable information we're lacking, OG. We may find it right in here. No, this is definitely Jason Todd. And because he's all over. Of course, there are no pictures of Jason Todd in the costume that we... No, there's
no,
one.
This is... The one that I'm looking at is... It's just
the Eagle straight Moss. Up collection.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Then there's Red Hood. They talk about Red Hood and the Outlaws. They talked about his armory and his training. There's a couple of pictures of him, only a few of him, actually in the costume that they portray him in as a chess piece.
Right.
But, yeah.
Whatever. So,
there it is.
That was their choice.
And OG, with that, unless you have another piece of product.
I do not, sir.
And we will take our final break, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 273. Three down, two to go.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care.
Hey, this is Jewel State from Firefly.
Hey, this is Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Hey, this is Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Firefly and Serenity and some other stuff, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you geek.
Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 273, three down, two to go.
Try not to vomit before we finish the wrap-up.
Yeah, I am not feeling well.
I know what will make you feel better.
What?
Superpower collectibles.
That's right, superpower collectibles for all of your geeky goodness and maybe vomit bags.
I don't think they have them, unless like they were like branded like Captain America vomit bag.
I would buy a Captain America vomit bag.
Would you? Justice League vomit bag.
Absolutely.
No, you wouldn't.
Go to superpowercollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness, statues, toys, comic books, all sorts of products, all in our world. And of course, Big Kev, there is a coupon code.
Yes, it is actually Big Kev. And when you use that coupon code, you get $10 off of any order of $50 or more.
That's right.
And for orders over $99 using the coupon code Big Kev, you get free shipping.
Look at that.
Bang. You help yourself. You help the sponsor, and you help the show. So, there you go.
Fancy schmancy.
All together now. Superpowercollectibles.com. Go and check them out. Get some stuff. Help everybody out. You know you're going to buy this stuff anyway.
Of course.
This is what I say. You know you're going to buy this stuff anyway. You're going to buy something that's more than $50. If they have it on Superpower Collectibles, just order it. You'll save $50.
That's right.
If you order a couple of things, you get up to $100, you get free shipping. It's like going to the store and buying it, except you save money and they deliver it to your house.
And it helps the show.
And it helps the environment.
There you go.
You don't spend I don't think it precious
helps.
Gas.
I don't think it helps the environment.
It does, because they don't have to drive to the store or drive to multiple stores looking. We all know how that goes.
Sure.
The old days of the hunt are back, sir. So, like, if you can avoid that, you are helping the environment.
Fine. There it is.
There it is. OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Eli Roth, starring in a follow-up to Inglourious Basterds, where he will portray his character of Killer Crow.
He will portray it.
Portray. Jurassic Park. Look, I'm trying to keep the puke in. So, you
just
know.
Just do a little,
Jurassic Park 4 has a confirmed date for June 13th, 2014.
How about a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
S.H.I.E.L.D. takes place after the Avengers. Warner Brothers wins over the Siegel family. Marvel makes $1.6 million on Amazing Spider-Man 700. Maybe that's what made me know.
Did you ever see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? That's how they made Mr. Garrison puke on South Park?
Yeah. Awesome. Also, of course, we talked a little bit about the Golden Globes this week and that illegal World of Warcraft theme park in China.
Joyland. I kind of want to go there.
Brings joy to all the hearts.
But, well, you got to go to China to go there.
So it's like a risk.
Maybe.
In DVDs this week,
there was the Jackson 5 animated series complete.
That's right.
At last, complete.
23 episodes.
46
original songs. Right. None of the voices of the Jackson 5.
That's I do believe
except
they're singing
maybe
the song.
On the song.
I think they're singing the song.
I don't know.
And also, was it Taken 2 was in there?
And Merlin Season 4.
Anybody watching Merlin, please contact this show.
And tell us why.
Via any method. How about the GVM line?
425-920-6050.
And the best explanation as to why we or you or anyone should be watching Merlin, gonna get a prize.
There you go.
Bam!
Bangarang.
Yep, good prize too.
Comic books.
We are stacked to the rims with prizes. We have got to start doing more.
You keep saying that.
It's true. Look around you.
I see it. It's ridiculous.
I mean, some of this stuff belongs to you, but we can give it away.
Sure. No.
Yeah.
Wait. No.
You have way too much stuff.
I protest.
There's way too much stuff in the product archive and here in Studio Q. Just saying.
Comics this week.
Oh, yeah. We had some of those.
A couple of things from Marvel. Daredevil out this week.
Daredevil 22.
New Captain America out this week.
Yes, number 4.
And
three.
Maybe Savage Wolverine number 1.
Uh-huh. And also from Dynamite Entertainment, it was Green Hornet Year One Special.
From Dark Horse, we didn't really mention it, but Black Beetle? Is that what it's called?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, Black Beetle, I think it is. It's by Francesco Franciavilla.
Yeah, it's a real pulpy...
Yeah.
Pulpy book. We'll let you know all about it.
In a couple months, when
about 8 months. Yeah, yeah, I think.
Trader Raider.
And from DC, a whole bunch of books. Including Batman, Batman and Robin, and Batgirl number 16, all part of the Death of the Family storyline, and I think that was it. We also talked about Neil Gaiman's new kids book, Tuesday, with illustrations by Adam Rex. And in product tonight, we talked about Eagle Moss. Every fortnight at your newsagent, you can pick up a new piece of the DC Chess Collection. This week, number 22, The Red Hood. Made its appearance, as well as number 23, Batwing, which does bring us under 10 for the complete.
That's right.
That is fantastic. I cannot wait to get all these pieces together.
I can't wait to see them all together.
I know.
That's what I'm waiting for, like shot of them all together.
I just think I'm so afraid of missing one. And I was trying to put them together the other day and be like, all right, I think I have everything.
You're going to be okay. I have faith in you.
I'm not.
I'm lying, but I have faith.
Well, and let me think now. If it's every fortnight and there's 9 left to go, how many weeks until we finish the collection?
28. 28
weeks?
Well, we established a fortnight is 2 weeks.
We did?
14 days.
Okay.
8 pieces.
So 2 weeks every... Oh, no. It's every... So it's 2 a month.
Correct.
So it's...
So it's not 8 weeks. So it's 4 weeks. No. If it's every 2 weeks...
It's 2 a month.
Right. So there's one every other week.
Right.
There's 8 pieces left.
Nine.
There's 9 pieces left.
9 pieces left.
So there's one every other week. It's less than... It's 3 months. 4 months. Something like that. It's
so
not...
Soon.
It wraps up soon.
The great answer is soon.
Right.
That'll be sad. I hope the other chess is rolling by then or something.
I'm sure that it will.
And with the, yes.
Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com where we have all of our episodes, including our YouTube videos, links to our Facebook page, subscribe to us in iTunes, links
store.
To us on Twitter. The store link is over there, hopefully with some new product coming soon.
We are actually digging out, as we speak, I have people looking in the product archive, and we have uncovered some Big Kev's Geek Stuff treasures.
Nice.
OG, that we are going to be making available.
Huzzah.
Oh, yeah. And you know what I mean.
I do.
That thing we keep getting phone calls
from. I know.
I'm just saying.
It's there. It exists.
And the...
Oh, nice.
Found those as well. And we have a bunch of those.
Most excellent. We'll put those up.
Yeah.
Signed?
Yeah.
Nice. Very
by
nice.
By three, sir.
Huzzah.
By three.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty...
We could also sign them.
Too. We could. And we ruin them.
Yeah, exactly.
Devalue them.
Might as well tear them.
Exactly. Smear something on them. Anyway, Big Kev.
Is there... Wait, no. Before that, I just want to ask, is there any news on the trading card?
No, not yet.
Oh, no.
We're waiting.
Okay.
It should be soon. I know they hit some snags. I know. They hit some snags. We're getting there.
Oh, I didn't think you said snags.
Yeah, snags.
OG. With that, I will close out this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. OG.
You too had an aneurysm.
OG, I will close out this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff as we close out all episodes by saying good night, Natalie from Facts of Life, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree.